Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. A few minutes past 6 p.m. Obviously, life is different in every way from the time I was a kid and Mark was a kid, probably even when Rach was a kid. Phoebe's off on spring break. I'm just laughing. Phoebe's off on spring break this week. God love her. Most important human in the world to me. Couldn't love her more. But her poor mom and all the other moms are pulling their hair out to try to keep them occupied.
Right.
Sleepovers, day trips. All my parents had to do was leave me alone.
Absolutely.
Yeah, same
I
here.
I mean, it's all standard. It's all about what the standard is, what the expectations
times,
are.
Like you said, times have changed.
I didn't know. And it's part of my gig now. It's part of what defines me. It's part of my stand-up routine. I didn't know that there was a pool 3 miles from me that other kids were going to.
Right.
I didn't know what a roller skating rink was. I lived my little life with Planet of the Apes trading cards and my friends and baseball and jackassery, and I was happy. I don't know that I could have been any happier than like Phoebe is now, taking all these day trips and shopping and stuff. But, I mean, there was, my mom and dad loved me. They put food on the table. I never missed a meal. I got like $5 a week in allowance. Every now and then I'd get a thrown-in toy. I was fine.
Yeah.
I don't remember thinking like, God, this sucks.
Really?
I was just doing my thing.
How about coming at you? Okay, we have a play group for you. I'm sorry, a what? A play group? It's a group that gets together and plays. We do that every day of our life. We go outside and there's a group waiting for me down the street. We're going to go just, you know, goof around and stuff. Now, you're absolutely right. My old man's favorite line was, we go, we got nothing to do. And my dad would go, go outside and play with a stick. I don't know why he would say that, but we'd go outside and we'd find some limbs and play with
you
sticks.
Sure, that's what he said.
Yeah, I think something along those lines. You know what? Come to think of it. Yeah, you're right. It's just a different world. It's, you know, and part of that is that people are afraid for their kids. And I understand that. And we talked about the freedom. I mean, you know, in the summertime, you would, you know, you'd leave in the morning, you'd come back. And sometimes, you know, if you packed a lunch, we'd leave at 8 in the morning and not get back till 6 at night.
When I was a kid, my best friend was Stacy. We would either eat lunch at my house or lunch at her house. And that was the only real decision our parents really needed to know.
Right.
And even then, it was more like I'd run in. I'm eating at Stacy's. Okay, boom, gone.
Boom, gone.
And the screen door would hit, the magic sound of the screen
door.
Absolutely. And then I would be back for dinner.
Yeah, yeah. Now, a buddy of mine, when I was growing up in Crestwood, we lived in Crestwood, and there's a park over in Webster.
Kind of what I figured when you said, yeah.
Yeah. And we would, during the summertime, get a backpack, put hot dogs and beans, and walk from our house all the way over there.
And you're Huck Finn.
And we'd barbecue and do our thing.
Did you paint any fences?
I don't care. And we were
a precocious boy.
We were 12 years old, and we're walking all, and it was probably, it had to be, I don't know, from Crestwood, it's like 5 or 6 miles in each direction. It was just something we did. No one ever even thought twice about it. And like, you know, have a good time. Here's some hot dogs and see you later. But yeah, it's kind of weird. And again, I know we say it's not feeling sorry, but it's just, I wonder if that's a generation loss that we'll never see again.
We had a number of pedophiles in my neighborhood. Yeah. None of them ever bothered me. They didn't like the cut of my jib, I guess.
Yep.
And one time, this is exactly the way my parents described it. Jack and Francis did not belabor points. They would just say, look, if anyone tries to get you in their car, offer you candy, say they can't find their dog, don't, because they're looking to hurt you. They didn't have to tell me twice.
Right.
And one time, I'll never forget it, a green station wagon pulled up with a weird-looking dude, fat dude with Coke bottle glasses who had a bunch of candy in his passenger seat. And it was an adventure for us. We took off running, and then it was like, oh, man, let's try and find him and turn him into the police.
Right.
My point is, we were under danger, clearly.
Sure.
But we're fine.
Yeah. Well, you said you never were told twice. I wasn't told once. Growing up,
learned it on the street?
Yeah, it was just, no one ever, you know, I never had the story about the birds and the bees. I was never told, you know, stranger danger. Did your old man teach you how to shave?
No.
Mine didn't either. It's just like all of a sudden I go, I need to shave, and I'd grab some, like, you know, something and just start tearing the hell out of my face. And I'm kind of starting to wonder if they were my parents, if I was just like a boarder in their house. But that's the way everybody was. I bet you I couldn't find one of my friends that got the birds and the bees.
And
story.
I'll guarantee you.
It's not a story, Mark.
Being really? In the. It's real. being in the belly of the 14-year-old beast, our parents were so much happier.
Oh.
They were living their life.
Oh, yes, they were.
My mom and dad didn't go out, but like Eddie O'Neill's parents would go to the music room in Wood River.
Right.
They were living their life.
Yep.
They were doing stuff.
Excellent.
And at night and during the summer, like every parent was out in their backyard. Sitting on the lawn chairs, most of them drinking beer.
Yep.
And you'd run up to him and be like, hey, can I this or that? Or blah, 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 blah. But that was it.
Oh, yeah.
That was all the contact you had.
Oh.
And what would they do if you were sitting in the house at 2 in the afternoon? Get outside.
Get some fresh air.
Get out there.
Yeah. Go play.
I don't care what you do.
Oh, yeah. Just you're not around here. And the big deal, I remember, too, is like an ice cream man, if you could get 25 cents out of your old man, that was like hitting the lottery. You know, it's just, come on,
my
come on,
my mom and dad
please.
Were good for it. They were good for it.
We had this yin-yang ice cream man that came around at like 5 o'clock. And it's like, my parents are we're gonna ruin your dinner and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like.
That's a dick move right there.
Oh, it is. I'm telling you.
Bad business.
Like, the hell, man? This is bad scheduling. Move
he was
around.
Hungover. He couldn't get started on time.
No.
We were like a 7:30, 8 p.m.
Oh,
kind
sweet.
Of
oh, you'd hear that music and you'd lose your mind.
So we had the ding ding, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if you were, you'd start to sense about what time it was.
Mm-hmm.
So you try to stay close to them. Now, why they didn't just give you a quarter in the morning, I don't know.
Yeah, because they make you run back and you'd have to find them.
But the panic.
Oh. And you hear the music, the guy's 7 miles away and you heard him coming. And I told you,
but
sir, we.
The magic of that far off.
Right. You didn't have Mr. Softy.
We
right?
did like okay. one season, and I did not okay. like him.
Mr. Softy, Rach, was a big old truck, and he served like soft serve, like Dairy Queen, not
mm-hmm.
not regular popsicles, soft serve. And the only time I saw him was in the city when I was selling fruit for my friend down mm-hmm. in the city. And the best part about it is this guy, they had like the recorded music, and his truck was so old. And it's like, especially going, da 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 da. It's going, and it sounded like something out of a Stephen King movie or something. But man, you would just lose your mind. And even 10 cents a big old ice cream cone.
Bomb pops.
Oh, pretty tough to
beat. I do not mean this.
There was no ice cream truck.
Okay.
Yep.
Sometimes I would be like at a friend's house in Alton, then you would hear it drive
yeah,
by.
Yeah, I mean, if she was living kind of out of the, anybody that's
did
off
you
the,
have no? Could you get
no,
an ice cream?
I never had an allowance. Sometimes my dad would let me, like, I remember one time I wanted to buy my brother a birthday present, so I asked my dad for a job, and he was planting grass, and I, like, raked the lawn with
right.
him, and he gave me way yeah. too much money.
That's sweet.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But no, I never had an allowance and stuff like that. And then there was, I mean, if there was an ice cream truck in Grafton, I didn't know about it.
I can see her. She's at the pawn shop. What do you get me for this bonnet? I got to get some ice cream. Come on.
It's nice work, ma'am. I just.
There's no pawn shops in Grafton either. We had a Subway for a brief time when I was a kid. That was like the peak of the outside world. Yeah.
Okay. I've been to Grafton like River Road.
Mm-hmm.
Is that Grafton? Or when you say Grafton, do you mean like up in the hills
yeah,
somewhere?
Yeah, you go up in the hills.
Well,
don't
Grafton's
you,
a small town. The population has been 600 for as long as I can remember. But then now a lot of people come in and they have weekend homes.
Yeah.
Kind of turned into a Chautauqua situation where rich people come and stay the whole summer, whatever. But Grafton, that main road is pretty much Grafton. And then there's the outskirts like up on the bluffs and stuff, but it's a small town. There's no part of it that you, there's no part with any sort of commerce that you're missing.
So before
by
like
driving
the bars
town.
And the antique shops went in, what was your main street Grafton as a kid?
Well, there were always antique shops, but there were, we have the marina now and we have the wineries. Mm-hmm. That didn't exist. So where Grafton Winery is, it used to be Grafton Elementary School. And then there was a gym behind that. And then up on a hill, there was a big ball field where my brother played Quarry League baseball, and that was the coolest place in the world. I'm really sad that it doesn't exist anymore. But it, yeah, on the riverfront, there was nothing blocking it. There wasn't.
Could you go to the river as a kid?
Oh yeah, yeah. Whenever
right to the river.
Yeah,
in the river.
I've never swam in the Mississippi River because my family, we lost our home in the 93 flood. Mm. My mom would always say, I saw what went into that river. You're not swimming in
it.
I think
point.
My brother has a couple times, but I don't really have a desire. But we were living down in town. We were renting a house for a few months when I was about 7 or 8. And I could run around a certain part of town, and then there was like a pier that was built, and they used to have markets there back like long time ago, years and years before I was born. And I remember thinking how cool it was that I was just out on the river. Like, I mean, you're right there, and then when it floods, it's in your yard. So,
Which is doing right now, I think. They just had a story about Grafton and said there were some of those places that like the bars right along River Road.
Yeah, I was at my mom's this weekend and coming back across, I forget what bridges those are, but it was obviously flooded.
Mm. What, did you take McKinley?
No.
Lewis and Clark?
Like 111 to 270, whatever those are.
Mm. Like you probably took the Poplar Street Bridge.
No, ma'am.
Okay.
Mm. I took it on the way there, but I took 270 on the way back.
Okay.
More questions about my route?
Yeah, the start really. What kind of mileage were you getting? Any idea?
It's funny. My mom, I try to do whatever I can for her when I'm there. And again, I'm not a handyman. And she said, the main thing I need is a new mailbox. And I said, okay, I can do that for you. And the sentence wasn't even finished. And she was crushing me. She was like, no. Yeah. I need basically a real man to do a real mailbox, not some jacked up thing you'd do.
Right.
But she was right.
So you called somebody and had it done? Hello.
Kidding me?
Yep. They're hard. They're
tough. Can you imagine the little rascals looking thing I would come up with?
He'd be calling me like, Rach, come help me.
I'd have a bird nailed to an apple and like, there you go.
This thing's like 6 inches off the ground. I don't think that's going to qualify.
Siri, how do I install a mailbox?
Mailbox.
Took my mom over to the grave. My brother's ashes are buried with my dad, and both of their military plaques are there.
Jefferson Barracks?
No. Wanda Cemetery.
Okay.
And then there's a tree. My brother died in 2002, and my mom bought a tree that is dedicated to both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went to see them. And this is not my mom thing. It's most people. But her name is on my dad's grave.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. That's so weird
to
me.
It is weird. It's just you're looking at it going, okay.
And just like she was literally standing on the ground where she'll be.
Uh-huh.
Which could be me too, or you.
Oh,
but
absolutely.
That's just so bizarre to me.
Yeah. How come your dad didn't go to JB? He wanted to be in.
He could have, obviously.
Right.
But they bought plots there.
I gotcha. Okay.
A million years ago. So.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure my aunt and uncle in Grafton, they're both living, and their tombstone.
Ready
to go. I was walking where my grandpa was buried. Right. I was walking around a couple years ago, and I'm like, wait a second.
And you look on it, and it's got when they were born.
Yeah.
And now when they died. Yeah,
TBD.
It's a little freaky. A little freaky.
Yeah, he's saying I should, this is the way my mind works, should have like May 7th chiseled in and then take her over there on May 7th.
Whoa!
Hey, Mom, good news, bad news.
Yeah.
Good news, the mailbox is up.
Yeah.
You don't have to make another trip.
Bad news, it's a one-way trip.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Most confusing song my band plays.
Really?
I love Tom Petty.
Yep.
I'm okay with this song. I find it immensely boring. I fought against doing it.
Yep.
But, they do it great because my band is Petty Cash minus me.
Right.
And, the dance floor floods.
Oh, I was going to say, we played it in Close Enough, and I just love that break, the drum beat, doom, 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 bump, Such a great song.
I would love it if in your band, if you didn't actually play drum and instead you just on a microphone were like,
That would be awesome. I'd probably do that better than playing drums. It sounds better doing that. Was this the one with the whacked out video with Kim Basinger? Like she's a corpse or something? Or no, that was...
Yeah,
Mary Jane's Last Dance. Yeah, yeah. Ooh, that was weird.
Oh, mm-hmm. Excuse me.
You okay?
Yep. Just had to yawn. You okay?
Yeah. I'm just trying to think whether I want to go into this. Did you see there were two suicides by Parkland survivors?
Yes.
Which really makes Louis C.K. look bad when he's joking about it. You know, young people, obviously, 18, 19 years old. And then did you see where the dad, the Sandy Hook dad, just killed himself today?
No. Mm-hmm. No.
Which, look, my brother took his own life. Don't worry, I'm in therapy, but I've thought about it many times. I've never been to the point of do I hang myself or do I? But I've been dark enough where it's like, you know, it'd be nice not waking up. I think a lot of people have, whether they are dumb enough or brave enough to admit it. That one I get.
When you take a kindergartner.
Yeah,
I don't. I agree with you 100%. And then we've had this discussion also, is where the person goes, I can't go on. I can't go on. And you have to decide at that point if you can or you can't.
And I have nothing but respect for people who do.
Oh, they've got the rest of their family, and they've got to do, you know, and do good works in the name of their child or whatever. And it's just, I just can't imagine a devastation being worse than that. I can't imagine anything that would, you know, just, yeah, amazing.
Yeah, we've brought this up before, and people have called who've lost kids, and it's just not natural.
Yeah,
you know, just
not at all.
Dad passed away, he was very sick with Alzheimer's, and then for about a week he had stopped eating and drinking. Mm-hmm. So you're as prepared as you can be, but something like that, I can't imagine how Sandy Hook's been. How long has it been? 10 years yet?
It was 2013 the end of 2012.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I just can't imagine that since then that man, any of those people, have had a moment's peace. Because it's one thing that your kid gets cancer or gets hit by a car. That's horrific. But something like that, and I don't know, like we've had people say, oh, I forgive the person who shot up whatever it was, like the next day. Better people than me.
Oh, yeah. And well, then you can, you know, forgive, but you're never going to forget. I just can't imagine how that wouldn't be part of every day of your life. Every day of your life,
I would think every day I would be doubled over.
Yeah.
At some point.
Yeah. Even if, you know, the one part you're really happy and all of a sudden, man, it just, we're getting kind of dark here, but pull you down again. It's just, so the people that do it, you know, God bless you. My heart, hats off to you. But,
you know, the thing I find the most evil about people who do that, I have a lot more respect for someone who just sticks a gun in your face and says, give me your wallet, and ends up shooting you. Terrible.
Right.
But it makes some damn sense.
Right, right.
As opposed to just, well, I'm ready to be gone, and I think I'll take someone with me who may have something to live for.
Mm-hmm.
How dare you?
Yeah.
Who are you?
Yeah. Why are you more important than they are?
Yeah. The ultimate, why are you more important?
Yeah.
Just crazy. Unrelated but much lighter note, science has figured out the exact age when you become your parents.
Oh, yeah.
I like how they refer to science as if it's a being or a person.
Science. Like it's a building.
Yeah.
Science figured it out. Go science.
Oh, guesses? It's 1 year different for men and women.
For a man, it's 35 and a woman, it's 36.
I'm going to say 50 and 51.
Ooh. I kind of get your thinking, though. 33 and 34.
Whoa. Okay. I don't have much time left.
You better start living, sister.
Yeah, I thought.
Which are you going to become, your mom or your dad?
Definitely my dad.
Yeah. But it is funny, and I'm sure you've had it too, where you'll be somewhere, especially when there's kids involved, and you say something to your kid, and it stops you dead in your tracks. You're like, oh, for the love of God.
Yeah.
Or you look in the mirror and you make an expression and you go, oh.
Yeah, the first time you say it because I told you so.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do you think that you become the parent of your same gender, or can you switch? Like, Dave, do you think you're more like your dad or your mom?
Boy, no one's ever asked me that. I don't think I'm like either, although I'm sure my kids would disagree.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 50-50. Yeah.
Yeah,
maybe 50-50.
I kind of, like I said, there's stuff that I'll say that it just, you know, when you turn around and wave your finger at the back seat and don't make me turn this car around, and you're just like, where did that come from?
Or
stupid statements.
Especially because your daughter's 28.
Yeah, exactly. She's not even in the car.
It makes it so weird.
Really?
And she's with a date.
You too.
I'll take you both back home.
Was there anything, not asking you to crap on your dead parents, but when Caitlin came along where you said to Fern, like, I'll tell you one thing I'm never going to do. Anything that your parents did that you thought, nah, I'm not going to do that?
No.
Nothing.
My parents were, you'd put them in a batch with 20 million people, you'd never pick them out. They're kind of like this, never pick them out. And they were the greatest parents I could ever ask for. And if somebody said, like right now, what made your mom and dad so great? I don't know. They weren't overly demonstrative. My mom more than my dad, but my old man, pick it up, do that, get here, the military, and that's the way he was raised, and I'm glad he did it to me. But I can't single out one thing, but I couldn't have asked for anything more than a parent. We weren't rich. We had, we got by, but not by a ton. I didn't get to spend a lot of time with him because he worked so much, but I couldn't ask for anything more.
How about you? Not just your parents, but watching like me and Tony vicariously, when you have kids, is there anything you're like, okay, I know one thing I'm doing or not?
I don't want to spoil them. I don't think
you will.
Yeah.
I think you're way tougher than me.
I don't want to be a hard ass either. I just don't want to, I think the more you spoil your child, the more you're harming them.
You're doing a disservice to them.
But you're not preparing them for disappointment or failure. And that is a part of life. And it's such a shame when you see someone who's never dealt with it before deal with it for the first time.
Look at
it's
Olivia like, Jade. Did you see the latest?
No.
She doesn't care about her.
Not talking to her parents because they've ruined her life.
Oh, yeah.
Because their actions, maybe she has a point here, their actions ruined her life because she had a great business going with Sephora and Estee Lauder, and now she's been canceled.
You know, I don't like her, but she is 100% a product of her environment. I don't think that's true of every child, but when someone's been coddled to the amount that that girl has, I don't blame her for being awful. I blame her parents for enabling her to be awful.
And she didn't have to go along for the ride.
Yeah.
She could easily say, and you know, the kids said no. BS.
Right.
They knew what was going on and say, hey, you know what, mom and dad, let me do it, even if I get into a junior college. Plus, this goofball didn't even want to go to college. She went online saying she didn't want to go to college. You know, so she's throwing somebody under the bus when they spent $500,000, to get her into a school.
Look how hard she's rebelling against these people who knocked over every barrier for her.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It didn't get Lori Loughlin anything. It didn't even work.
It just ruined everything.
Yeah,
ruined everything. So my goal, if I'm a parent someday, is to treat my child like another human being and treat them the way I would have wanted to be treated. Mm. And I never want to punish my future kids for feeling a certain way or for... I think that's a big thing, especially with me and my friends. I always felt like if I got in trouble... it was better to stay in trouble rather than come clean and get out of whatever.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was like, I don't want to be punished, you know. And that's not even a reflection on my parents. That's me being neurotic and me being afraid. But I want to tell my kids someday, like, I will help you with anything. Don't worry about getting in trouble. It doesn't mean you're never going to get in trouble. But if you're ever in a bad situation, that's why I'm here, is to help you.
Right.
Continuing with science, this will be controversial, but this is real science, not like show prep science. They did, I don't know how the hell they did this, but they took brain MRIs of 118 fetuses as they were developing, and 100% of the time, at about 6 months, you see little fetal male brains and little fetal female brains diverge.
No kidding.
And they show the differences, which again will piss people off because there's not supposed to be any differences. And if you want to be one and not the other, I don't care. But for the left, who accused the right of being so anti-science, mostly about climate change, like, look, dude, what are you going to do with this?
Right.
You can't be a cafeteria approach where you're pro-science when it comes to climate change. And I'm not telling anyone, hey, you're a girl, act like a girl, put on a dress. I'm just saying that this new medical study says, yep, I can look at an MRI without knowing anything else and tell you whether it's a male fetal brain or a female.
Right. And you're right. If you believe in science, you kind of got to believe in all science. Yeah. You can't make
it
a buffet and just pull off what you want.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, DGS. So evidently, I get to live the life of a reactor here. Rach says that she has some stuff.
I've got the segment covered, Glove.
Okay,
right, because you're the actor.
Yes.
And we're the reactors.
Yes.
So you can just shoot. Now, this is your chance for you to react.
Okay.
So make it worthwhile.
I'm ready.
Go ahead.
I like it. I like calling it the activator.
I like it too. It's kind of
like I'm the reactor.
We're an actor.
Activator. I'm the activator.
Activator.
Okay. All right. So there is a Christian moms group called 1 Million Moms that has spoken out against the latest Kit Kat commercial. It's a 15 second long commercial, and all it is you know, footage of a Kit Kat bar breaking, and they use the song Work It by Missy Elliott. They use the hook.
Okay.
And they're saying, wow, this is a really inappropriate song to use to sell candy, which is aimed at children. And it also the song is heavily implying, even though it's censored, it's talking about male genitalia. Like, that's just a fact.
Okay.
Did not know that. Thank you.
Me neither.
You didn't know?
No.
I didn't know if you were familiar with the song or
I'm
not.
I'm down.
Okay, I'm sorry.
With Missy Elliott?
Kidding me?
You have not a clue. Go
Whatever.
Ahead. Yeah.
I can
sing it for you if you want.
Yeah, reactor.
I will say, I saw this commercial on TV a few weeks ago, and I hate to be a prude, but I kind of had the exact same thought. I was like, why are they using Work It by Missy Elliott to sell candy? It just felt inappropriate for a commercial, but here's the sound, if I can get it to play into the mic. Hold on. It's buffering.
Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat.
That's almost it.
Okay.
I'm trying to activate. Here we go. Hold on. This isn't my fault.
Man.
I have nothing to react to.
This activator thing is kind of getting kind of a little iffy.
Sorry, the Wi-Fi is terrible, and I would have had this queued up.
Making me feel good about what I do.
Yeah, really, that you're activating is pretty good.
Whatever. You guys know the song.
All right, reactivate.
Let me look it up on YouTube.
I would know Missy Elliott if she fell out
Remember the old lady that was dancing to it and she went viral?
She was so cute.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Right. Dang, so they don't use any of the... They don't use... Can you hear her singing lyrics in it?
Here we go. Here it comes. If you got a big... Let me search it. I saw this commercial on TV and I thought it was insanely inappropriate that they used the line, if you've got a big blank, let me search it.
I've got to go with 1 million moms in this one.
And so that's what I was asking. Those actual lyrics are in the commercial.
I mean, they censor the word for the male genitalia, but they use that in the 15 seconds. But then all these other people are coming out and saying, guys, it's 15 seconds. No kid is ever going to put two and two together. I think you're wrong. I think if you play a song that is that catchy, kids are going to sing it. And the saddest thing in the world to me is when a 3-year-old knows all the lyrics to Cardi B or whatever's going on. It's like you're not censoring any. They're children. I get that it's entertainment and you think that anything that's released for public consumption is okay for your kid, but it's just not. It's not.
Wow.
And I say this as a super sheltered kid. There was a huge filter on what I was allowed to consume. And I think I was probably overly sheltered in a lot of ways. But I don't think my parents did any harm by sheltering me from PG-13 movies and, you know, I definitely never listened to any sort of rap music, which is notoriously dirty and notoriously sexual. I didn't hear any of that stuff until I was a teenager and I had a radio in my room and I would sneak listen to it. You know, it was never encouraged. Whenever I was six and Britney Spears had just become a huge deal, I was not allowed to listen to her. And I felt left out at the time, but then I think back and I think to some of her songs and I'm like, wow, so 6-year-old girls were listening to her. Like, a lot of that stuff is very, very sexual. And they would just sing the lyrics like it means nothing. It's kind of crazy.
And it probably does at the time mean nothing.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
It's still in your brain.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
Right.
Again, but call me a prude, but...
But yeah, but out of all the songs and all the tunes they could come up with for a Kit Kat bar...
Yeah, there's got to be a better one than that.
Yeah.
And I love the song. Like, full disclosure, I'm 27 years old. I don't have a problem with the fact that the song exists. I like Missy Elliott just fine. That song is dirty, but I can still enjoy it and not be like,
Is there anything about the commercial that's other than it's a piece of candy that's toward kids? Because adults eat them too.
No.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's still... I would think... Unless it was just playing at night on cable, if that plays at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on any station that a kid could be watching during a rerun of Matlock or whatever, to put if you got a big
kids watching Matlock,
some kids did, Dave.
My
some kids
too.
Really enjoyed it.
Oh, I forgot.
I make my sit down and watch it.
It's bonnet time.
Murder She Wrote's up next. Calm down.
I had a brilliant mind. But no, if it's playing at any time when a kid can see it, I think it's pretty inappropriate. Maybe I'm a prude.
No, I think, you know what?
I kind of agree with you on that.
To be
point,
a well-rounded person, you need to be a prude sometimes.
Absolutely.
There's nothing wrong in the world with that.
Calling something out, if it needs to be called out, I'm with you.
And I think in general that, and this is mostly, you know, Phoebe growing up in the internet age, and we started this hour talking about how lucky we were to have a real childhood. It's one of the saddest things in the world because childhood is probably... the best part of your life.
Yes.
Even if you end up being rich and married to the love of your life and have kids yourself, nothing's going to beat the ding ding man.
Yep.
And the shorter that childhood is, the worse.
Less
and
memories.
And the longer
you
it
have.
Is, the better.
Well, that you're a child for a shorter time and you're an adult for a longer time because what
already.
Kids are seeing.
Yes. Naturally.
Yeah. Yes. And it used to be, so being sheltered's not such a bad thing after all. And like, you'll get to it eventually. You don't need to see it. But of course, you know, with the internet, it's there's no way you're going to stop it.
It really makes me sad about Phoebe's generation and Grace's generation is I had all the stuff that they have now. I had the internet, but it was in the computer, in the kitchen, where the whole family was. I didn't have it on a phone. And I didn't have Snapchat where I was putting filters on my face to make me look prettier. Mm. And I wasn't vamping into the camera because that's what I saw every reality star doing, not realizing the sexual undertones to it. Little girls do that. And we look at them and we think, oh, that's cute, until it reaches a line where it's no longer cute.
And
then it's you're sexualizing a child.
I don't think any child has a right to a phone or a right to all this stuff. But I'm here to tell you, if your kid doesn't, they're out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because everyone else does.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No judgment on the people whose kids do have iPhones. I mean, of course they have one. Everyone has one. Grandmas and grandpas have them. The other thing that makes me sad is we had pop stars that were dirty. We had Missy Elliott and Ciara doing songs. When I was Phoebe's age, that was a big thing, was like that. And like Beyonce did Naughty Girl and stuff. But that was all still like wink, wink, nod, nod. Ooh, this is bad. But now we have Cardi B.
Yeah, there's no...
And she's lauded as like a feminist icon.
Yeah.
At least back then it was like, yeah, those girls dance. Like, that's dirty. Oh, hee-hee. Don't tell your parents that you watched that. And now it's like, look at Cardi B. She is empowering women everywhere. No, she's not. She's not. But we're so twisted up and we're so busy just rationalizing our choices as women that we call that feminism. And I just can't imagine anything more confusing than that, than being a preteen and seeing that and going, okay, so that makes me a strong woman is to show my butt and to shake it around in front of men and talk about being a stripper.
Go to dailymail.com and the little thing on the side at the right, it is nothing but stars who have paid someone to take their picture showing their boobs or their
TNA.
Ass.
Yeah. Yep.
And I agree with you, Rach. It's like you have the right to do it. I have the right to look at it or not, and it's your body, but don't...
Why did we get to this point where that's the thing to do?
Mm-hmm.
We went from being like, girls, you are so much more than your looks, to now we've circled, we've done a complete 360.
You're 99% how big your ass is.
Yeah, and it's like, you can turn that into being a badass business lady, bitch. Like, that's the whole thing.
Absolutely.
It's like, but all you are is pretty, and you know how to flaunt how pretty you are.
Same,
that doesn't give you value as a person.
The same way that there are like 500 men in the world that make their living playing professional sports, so go play Little League all you want, wish in one hand, crap in the other, right? There's probably the same number of women who make a living on showing their body.
But there's plenty of amateur athletes out there who can go out and have fun and do it, and they're not sacrificing themselves.
Yeah.
And what these young women don't realize that they're doing is they are sacrificing parts of themselves. They don't realize that they're doing it. When 5 years ago, I would wear outfits that I wouldn't be caught dead in now, and I thought that I looked sexy. I thought that I looked hot. But now I realize there's no strength that comes from that. That's not long term. That's a fleeting moment that you're capitalizing on, and you're letting other people into an area of your life that they have no business
being.
You're
giving something to people that give you nothing.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.